Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored.
Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Well, the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many years and many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. Last week, we talked about loving yourself and taking care of yourself. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about God's love, how much God really loves us. And this is the month of February, and we're calling it Love Month. And what there are several things that I'm going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be reading a few scriptures where God, showing how God loves us. Also, I will be reading some poems and also some spiritual refreshment. So tonight, enjoy God's love. Many times, and especially this particular holiday coming up, Valentine, it is very hard seeing other couples together. We remember when our husband used to spend time together. There are things that we will miss, cards that will be sent, flowers that will be bought, candy that will be bought, and a Valentine hug that we will miss. There are other things that has bothered us throughout the years. It bothers when people tell us how strong we are. I am just trying to make it through the day, not to prove anything. It's still difficult to go out with other couples, even when it's my sister or her husband. There's always an odd number. It's been over a year, and people expect that I should just be over him. But I'm still having moments when I cry. I wonder sometimes if I would ever feel good inside again. Oh, I miss him so much. Sometimes I just want to be alone, especially at night. Well, tonight I want to assure you that you have God's love, an everlasting love. Just like in John 3:16, he said, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in him should never perish, but have everlasting life. Well, then he gave his only begotten son. He loved us so much. Would any of us be able to let our son suffer and die in front of so many people, nailed to the cross? Would we be able to do something like that? We love God, but I don't think any of us would go to that extent in showing our love to God. He showed us that he gave us his only begotten son. Let him die on that cross with those nails in his hand and the different suffering that he went through while he was on the cross. Just knowing that right there, God showed us how much he loves us. And he still loves you. I would like to also read from Romans 5:5. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. I would like to read from the Children's Bible. It says, "And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." You see, just at just the right time, when we still seem to be powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, where while we still are sinners, Christ died for us. That's genuine love, everlasting love. So just know that God will always love you in spite of the love that you feel that you don't have anymore because you don't have that partner of yours. Just knowing that God will give you the love and comfort that you need through this holiday, coming up holiday. But I would like to read some poems and other things that will hope that be encouraging, knowing that God loves you. I'll be reading from the NIV version, Psalms 103:17. For everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. God loves you. It's not complicated or conditional. It's just a fact. Our human understanding can comprehend the reason why, only that it is true. As much as you might want to explain it, reason it out, you just can't. Instead of wrapping yourself in questions, wrap yourself in his love. Just like you would wrap yourself with a beautiful fur coat. That's how God will wrap his love around you. God has spared no expense. He has given you the very best he has ever and will offer, because he's always showing you how much he loves you. Sometimes we can't see it because we're so wrapped up in our feelings, but he's always there trying to show you ways that he loves you through other people or things that you may see during the day. He continues to show us his love. Coming from John 13:34-35. A new command I give you, love one another. Here he's telling us how to love each other. As we have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. God loves you relentlessly, completely. And in spite of your flaws and shortcomings, his greater desire is for you to love in the same way. He asks you, first of all, to love him in return. Yes, he wants us to love him back. He's also a jealous God as well. When you love, you show that you are his child. He demonstrates who you are and what you are made of. That pleases your Heavenly Father more than any great work you might do on his behalf. Live to please him by loving others as well. Tonight is all about love. I would like to read some poems relating to love. Last week I read The Magic of Love. I would like to read that again. Love is like magic and it always will be, for love still remains life's sweet mystery. Love works in many ways that are wondrous and strange, and there is nothing in life that cannot change. Love can transform the most commonplace into beauty and splendor, and sweetness and grace. Love is unselfishness, and understanding and kind, for it seems with heart and not with its mind. Love is the answer that everyone seeks. Love is the language that every heart speaks. Love can't be bought. Love can't be bought. It is priceless and free. Love, like pure magic, is a very mystery. He loves you. It's amazing and incredible, but as true as can be. God loves and understands us all. That means you and me. His grace is all sufficient for both young and old, for the lonely and the timid, and the brass and for its bold. His love knows no exception, so never feel excluded. No matter who, what, or what you are, your name has been included. And no matter what your past have been or what you have gone through, trust God to understand. And no matter what the problem is, just place it in his hand. For in all of his unloveliness, this great God loves us still. He loves us since the world began. And what's more, he always will. Just know that he will always love you unconditionally. So this coming Valentine, just know that God loves you, your children, your friends, and your family. I'm sure that they're going to be showing you love. But always know that you can wrap your love around God, and he can wrap it around you. So reach out for that hug from him, just knowing that he will be there whenever you need him. Just like man. Man, you can't always depend on them. You can sometimes they'll do things that it's so amazing. And this is not just, I'm just not talking about a male. I'm also talking about females when talking about man. They can always disappoint you. They can do things to you that will hurt you. They will talk about you. They will not treat you right. But God won't do that to you. He will always love you and show love in spite of. That's just like I talked about how God wants us to love one another, to always show love. Even if you don't receive love, you can give love. You can show love. And sometimes that helps you just by feeling better about oneself when you can show love to others. Because when they smile or even say something that you have said or done, it makes you really feel good. That's showing love to someone else. Many times when I read my daily word or other books that I have at work, I'll see something that's so refreshing and inspirational to me, I will make a copy and sometimes give it to a coworker who I think that might receive it well and need it to hear that. That's showing love. There's so many ways that we can show love to each other. And it makes me feel good when someone comes back to me later and said, "Oh, I really enjoyed that. That was just right on time." That's showing love, showing God's love, because you're encouraging someone else. So just know that we can receive love in so many different ways. But it's always good that we can show love instead of always wanting to receive love. Just like God sent his only son and died on the cross for us. That's a lot of love. But he didn't ask for anything in return. He just wanted us to know how much he loved us. And that is so amazing for someone to do that. Even though I love God, I don't think I would be able to give up my son like that and to watch him suffer. So that's all about love. So I want you to change that feeling around this Valentine. When you're feeling down because your husband is not there, turn that love around. Take that love that you have within you and give it to someone else by doing something special for someone else, something special for a niece, a nephew, a sister, a brother, a friend. If you still have your parents, do something special for them. And you can also do something special for yourself. You don't have to mope. You don't have to be discouraged and let that day be such a sad day. Turn that around and show someone else love. And I'm sure you'll be encouraged and you'll feel better about that day. Just think about that. Show love to someone else. And I am sure that it will make your day a wonderful Valentine in spite of you not having your spouse. And that's what I try to do. Show love and give love. That's good medicine for me. So try that this Valentine. I know that we will love to have our spouse next to our side, to love to see, because my husband used to give me red roses, and I enjoyed it. But I know he's not here to give it to me. So what I do, I show love to other people. And that's the way that I am showing God how much I love him to show love back to someone else. We must try not to dwell on things that bring us down. We need to be strong in God's word and God's love and go forward. We cannot bring our loved one back by tears. But one thing, we can always have the memories that we shared with them. just sit and just meditate and just think about all the good things that you shared. But don't sit there and dwell and cry and make yourself sad and even more lonelier. Get up and show love to someone else on Valentine's. And I'm sure that it'll make you feel better. I would like to read a poem. Another poem. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. Lost inside your warm embrace, I've found the world's most perfect place. When everyone I see and hear turns all my dreams to something real. For all in the magic of our love, the only one I'm thinking of is one who makes those dreams come true. My deepest joy, my only you. From your one and only, your Heavenly Father, sends you that love. We are having a Valentine's get-together here in Atlanta. I know some of you in other states. I wish that you could be here. We are going out to dinner, and we're doing that on Sunday at 2 o'clock, and we're going to this restaurant. It's called Belinda's Down Home Cooking, and the food is delicious. And we're going to have lots of surprises for all of you that will be able to attend. Can't tell you what the surprises are. So if you're in town, please come and share this time with us. And I'm sure that you will be loved. God will show you and find ways that day to show you that He loves you. And if you can't be here, show your love to someone else. And I guarantee you that it will make you have a great day and feel better. I hope that we can all this year focus on God's love and your purpose that God has given you. Each one of us have a gift that God has given us. Try to ask God, if you do not know, ask God to give you, reveal that to you, and work hard and working towards using that gift, because this will help you to get through each and every day, because I know He has given this gift to me, and I am working towards how to improve it. How to do better at it and do more of His work. I've just finished taking a 10-week course in biblical counseling. I'm getting ready to start another class March 1st. I'm going to continue to take classes throughout the year to help me to do God's will. And that's my way of showing God that I love Him for what He's done for me and my family. So, and He loves you. He loves you so much. And He wants you to know that. Once again, going back to our scripture, honor widows that are widows indeed. He would not have put that in the Bible if we were not special. He just didn't put it in there just for other people. He put it in there for widows and their children. So just know that God loves you. And He will show you love this weekend up until Monday. And He will always will. But He will show you ways that he loves you on this Valentine's Day. So I just want you to be encouraged and knowing that God loves you. And He will never leave you or forsake you. So go out and have fun on Valentine's. Go to your best restaurant. Eat the best food. eat the chocolate that you love indulging into. If it's a butter pecan ice cream, whatever it is, enjoy yourself. Don't be weary. And that's the end of our program tonight. And the next time we talk, it's going to be the day after Valentine. Now, what I am going to do, I am going to call a few of you, and I want you to come on the air next Tuesday and tell me what you did for Valentine, how much love that you gave out, and how much love that you received. And when I call you, and my sister Florence in South Carolina, get ready because I'm going to call on you this time. You've been supporting me, but I want you to speak. I want them to hear your voice. I want them to hear my sister who lives in South Carolina. She's a beautiful person and constantly give love to her neighbors. She's known of those neighbors that's always there when someone is down. So you show your love, and God is going to show his love back to you. So be ready to speak next Tuesday, Florence, and I'm going to call in some others to show me how did you get through Valentine, how much fun that you had giving love and also receiving love too. Just know that God loves you, and we love you too. Have a wonderful week. Tune in next week, Tuesday, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed, and Sheila and I love you. Not as much as God, but almost. So be blessed.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. Yet.
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me
because
my enemies did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is
felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through. That I still came out on the winning side.
And I
don't know about you, but I know that he favored me.
Because my enemies,
they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me.
Yes,